brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that it is real food for you, that it, even if it's a sentence that strikes you, jot it down and ponder, because God wants to draw us so close to Himself. He longs for us to draw near to Him. He is our Father. My goodness, when in terms of my own earthly father, wherever he was, I just wanted to be. And since his job was right next door to our house, I saw a lot of him. Brothers and sisters, God your Father is watching over you right now. He sees you. He wants you to hear the truth. So let's take a look at the first reading today from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. So this is not a long reading. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, tear off a tender shoot, and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit and become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. Ever think about yourself as a branch on a tree? Are you in the sun? Do you have water? This is His word, the power of His word. And most of all, the power of the Eucharist is constantly seeking to point you in the right direction. I am with you. I am with you. Follow me. Follow me. That's what God wants. I don't mean that you should put aside your other work. Just put God in the center of all you do. And I've found sometimes just stepping back in my mind, whether I was cleaning a room or dusting or I was washing a floor, whatever I was doing, I just stop for a moment and say, welcome, Lord Jesus. Welcome here to me. And He's there. It doesn't mean I hear things or anything like that. I just know that He is here. I believe Him. And the more you relate to Him, the nearer He draws to you. So, brothers and sisters, you take a look just at this first reading, and I think, have I cared for the tree? Have I cared for where the Lord is? Do I? It might even be possible sometimes that you sense there's somebody there. I'm not saying that that has to happen, but it just might. And in that time, do you just say, hello, Lord, I love you. You have to work. You have to work hard. Lord, I love you. At the beginning and at the end, He is pleased with the offering you give Him, whatever it may be, sweeping, washing, cleaning, dusting, whatever it may be, offer it for Him. And Psalm 92 says, Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. My goodness, is it ever? Do you thank the Lord? I'd say, well, no, I need this and I need this. Then bring the needs to the Lord. But what are you thankful for? Is your house warm? You able to listen to this program? Able to read good books? Even if you're confined to your house right now, there are things you can do that will strengthen the Lord's presence in your heart and around you. It isn't just when we go to church that we pray. I often throughout the day just say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I want to follow you more. Jesus, help me in this difficulty. Jesus, give me wisdom. That's just how my day goes. I don't mean I'm doing that all the time every day, but I include it in the beginning of my day, and at the end of my day, I thank him for it. Even if I haven't seen the fruit yet, I thank him. Please, brothers and sisters, know how near the Lord is to you right now. Know how near. He's right beside you. He's very close to you. He loves you. Talk to him. He would love to hear what you have to say to him. Then tell him your needs. Tell him your hopes. I know you can't see him, but he's there. He is our Almighty God. And I don't know about you, but I want to live with him forever. And all my friends too. I want him to live in me in such a way that others are attracted, that I see him forever. My goodness, brothers and sisters, what more can we want? Lord, it is good to give thanks to you, says Psalm 92, and it is. It is good to give thanks. I try almost every day to take a little time and just say, thank you for this, thank you for that, thank you for the other thing. I know people who are sick and have no one to care for them. What would that be like? What would that be like? Brothers and sisters, give what you can give, and it will be given unto you. Seek him. Love his children as he loves you. Love him, follow him. Let's take a look at the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 6 to 10. Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. We're to be courageous. We're to draw close to the Lord. We're called to aspire to please him. We're called to draw closer and closer to him. Are you? Am I? And then we look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. Jesus was trying to teach them that there's another life, that this is only the beginning, no matter what our age is. This life is only the beginning of what God has prepared for us, of what he wants to give us, bestow upon us, lead us to himself, free us from our sins and our burdens, our pain, our suffering of whatever kind. He wants us to be with him in heaven forever. We don't grasp that, do we? It's hard to grasp. But sometimes I just say, Lord, what's it going to be like? Do I sit with you? Can I walk with you? He'll be all things to all men. He will be with us. He will welcome us into the kingdom of heaven. Don't fall short. Don't sin now and say, oh, well, sometime I'll get to it. Get to it right now. Because what God has for you has no price. If we couldn't possibly buy it. What God has for us is the fullness of salvation, the gift that God is giving us of life forever in his kingdom. How can we say, oh, well, yeah, someday I want to think about that? No, now. It would change your behavior. And it's true. It's true. And I pray for myself as well. Because we can stumble, we can get tempted, all kinds of things can come. I just say out loud, if I'm by myself, I just say, Lord, please help me. Please help me. And God does. God does. He will never not hear your prayer. He hears you, and he loves you. I know I'm saying that a lot, but I mean it. I want you to get it into your heart and soul, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter where you think you failed, just say, Jesus loves me. If you're Catholic, just go to confession and be released from the burden of whatever it might be. And just start over. When God forgives, God forgets. And that's what we want. That's what we would love to have. So open your heart right now. Say, Lord, I want to receive your gifts. And in order to do that, give me the grace and the strength to follow you more closely than I have before. Just show me the way. Lead me. Say that to God every day, every morning. Say it every night. God, lead me until we see him again in heaven. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.